12-year-old Deborah Parton lives in a historic farmhouse along Route 260 in Monroe County, bordering the Ohio River in southeastern Ohio. She lives there with her parents, Ruth and Mike, a few horses, chickens, goats, cats, and dogs. They grow berries and other crops on 205 acres of land. Companies are using a technique called horizontal drilling to extract the prized oil and gas trapped deep in the Marcellus shale beds, 6,000 feet below the ground surface. To transport the fracking fluids, they use exposed roadside pipelines and trucks. But the oil and gas industry is poorly regulated, and costly mistakes have been left behind. One right at Deborah's doorstep. She decided to do something about it. She's making films about fracking and distributing them to local communities.
I'm interested in saving my farm and my animals and our family. I don't want our water and everything to get poisoned. The grass, the horses eat getting poisoned in the water and everything. It's about, I think, 5 miles from our house, the drill rig, but we can hear it when they flare it off the well. We could hear it.
What does it sound like?
Like, shh. I mean, you could hear it all the way from our house, and the sky was lit up. We could see it from our bathroom window. Now there's more traffic, and these are big trucks zooming by, and you gotta watch, because I ride my horses. The neighbor down the road has horses, and we ride, and they go down the state route, and they're seeing there's jobs getting from these wells, but they bring in their own people for the drilling and everything. And then it's just like restaurants and hotels and things that are getting the better jobs. And we live on 260. There was a 10-mile spill of a waste management truck all the way down in front of our house. It's about 10 yards from our front door. And our chickens and dogs and everything go across the road, and it was drill cuttings. And depending on what depth they were at, could be radioactive, lots of different things, poisonous. So nobody ever came and cleaned it up. They said they hired somebody to come out and clean it up.
But,
and the next day it rained, so it goes off the sides of the roads and into the grass and everything. So,
what do you think is the most important thing for people to know about it?
That it can contaminate, and the gas companies say we've never contaminated one water well, and it's not true.
Deborah and her parents are urging landowners to at least get baseline and radiation testing of their water before the oil and gas companies start drilling on or near their properties. Sherry Quinn, Science Questions.
Butterfly, flap your wings, 'cause summer in the nighttime sings. A firefly burning bright for you tonight.